The Adventure of the Dancing Men by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Holmes had been seated for some hours in silence, with his long, thin back curved over a chemical vessel in which he was brewing a particularly malodorous product. His head was sunk upon his breast, and he looked from my point of view like a strange, lank bird, with dull grey plumage and a black topknot. "So, Watson," said he suddenly, "you do not propose to invest in South African securities?" I gave a start of astonishment. Accustomed as I was to Holmes's curious faculties, this sudden intrusion into my most intimate thoughts was utterly inexplicable. "How on earth do you know that?" I asked. He wheeled round upon his stool with a steaming test tube in his hand and a gleam of amusement in his deep-set eyes. "Now, Watson, confess yourself utterly taken aback," said he.
"I am."
"I ought to make you sign a paper to that effect."
"Why?"
"Because in 5 minutes you will say that it is all so absurdly simple."
"I am sure I shall say nothing of the kind."
"You see, my dear Watson," he propped his test tube in the rack and began to lecture with the air of a professor addressing his class, "it is not..."